Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Well, those who've been listening to this program for any length of time know that art evokes emotion, art asks questions, and art answers questions. Well, this coming weekend, art will also be used at Lakeside Downtown in Guelph to reflect the Stations of the Cross. My guest tonight is Celine Singh, a graphic designer and coordinator of the Passion of the Art as part of the congregation's Good Friday services. We're going to talk to Celine about the Passion of the Art in a few moments. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to Better Man from the Great Wooden Trio's self-titled CD, The Great Wooden Trio.
If I could love you like I'm supposed to, I'd be a better man. And if I needed you like you need me to, be a better man. If I could lay down beside you with nothing else on my mind, if I could keep your face in front of me here and keep the world so far behind, well, I'd be a better man. I'd be stronger than any Superman, any hero or saint. Well, I'd be a better man. Wouldn't need a hand, straight up I'd stand, rock solid and straight. As much as I pretend to, I'd be a better man. And if I kept half the promises that I ever made to you, I'd be a better man. If I could fix the holes in the ceiling and in the bank account and in your heart, if I could keep my feet planted on the ground and keep my eyes up on the stars, well, I'd be a better man. I'd be stronger than any old Superman, any hero or saint. Well, I'd be a better man. Wouldn't need a hand, straight up I'd stand, rock solid and straight. Oh, I'd be a better man. Yes, the little things in life that bring you down and make you feel so ordinary. And if you wanna ride up where the hero flies, God knows you got to try a little harder.
Before we get to our interview, and for the purposes of full disclosure, I need to let our listeners know that I'm actually involved with Lakeside Downtown and will also be one of the artists taking part in the Passion of the Art. But with that out of the way, it's time for our interview with Celine Singh. Good evening, Celine.
Hi, Robert. How are you?
Good. Now, before we actually talk about the Passion of the Art project, let's let our listeners know a little bit about you. When did your interest in arts and the artistic things begin?
As a lot of people who go into the arts, I started having an interest as a child, and I was always doing art classes and painting classes. But after high school, I went and did an art degree. I started by doing an art degree in Paris, in France, where I'm from. And then I moved to London, where I did a degree in textile design.
Now, this sort of all led to you becoming a graphic designer. Kind of give us a little bit of an idea of how you went down that path into graphic design.
Yeah, so I, as I said, I studied textile design, and after I graduated, I found myself working in a mill in the north of Scotland. And although a lot of people find Scotland very beautiful, I have to say I don't think I saw the light of day for about 6 months. And working as a weaver, which is what I was specialized in, I realized that I was going to have to go where the job led me, because it's a quite industrial role. And I then moved back to London, and I ended up kind of gradually retraining in graphic design. I had touched on graphic design in my first art degree, and then I just kind of updated myself on all the softwares and started connecting in different jobs that would lead me to graphic design. And I've been working as a graphic design freelancer for 3 years now.
So what is it about graphic design that you find challenging?
I find the most challenging part is to try to understand what's going on in the customer's head, when very often they won't tell you. So people will say, oh, I'm really open-minded, just give me, you know, anything you think. But then really, if you kind of dig deep, you realize they do actually want everything to be green or want things to be a certain way. And you have to kind of try to interpret what they're saying and translate it visually. I find that challenging, but also it's the most fun in a way.
How do you draw that out of people? I mean, I often find that, you know, people will have a concept in mind, something that they are looking for, but trying to verbalize that is often a challenge, especially for people who aren't artistic. So how do you draw that out of them?
When I start working with a new customer, I usually give them a little quiz as to, like, a short few questions about what brands they like, what brands they dislike, what, you know, brands they love the strategy of, what looks they like, and I'll just send them some visuals and they'll just cross them off. And that often gives me quite a clear idea of where they're really trying to go.
Now, looking at that, what do you find satisfying about graphic design?
What I really like about it is to be able to help someone communicate their idea better. I like that it touches every part of life. You know, everything that we see has graphic design involved in it, whether it's the label on the back of an olive oil bottle or, you know, obviously a leaflet that comes through your door, but just it's just everywhere. And I love that we can help people, as a graphic designer, I can help people communicate better in all those different areas. It's so satisfying when you see your design on a product or, you know, on a piece of packaging, and that's really satisfying.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned that you were born in Paris, you lived in Scotland, you then moved to London, now you're living in Guelph. How did you go from Paris to Guelph?
I know, I get asked that quite a lot. I guess it's not the most usual move. So I grew up all over the place. When I was a child, my father we moved around for my father's job, and we lived in New York, in Canada, in Belgium. So I had kind of grown up globetrotting already. And I was always open to moving abroad, and ended up, as I said, moving to England, Scotland. And in England, I met my husband, Graham, who is from Guelph. And we were quite happy in England. I'd end up living in London for 10 years. And then all of a sudden, this opportunity came up for him to be involved with Lakeside Downtown, and we thought, okay, well, let's go for it. We always said we wanted to be open to moving, so let's move to Guelph. And it's kind of funny, because I'd always said, oh, I can see myself living in Canada, but never in Guelph. I guess God has a sense of humor sometimes.
Well, and part of that whole process was when you were in London, you were part of church planting teams, and you've come to Guelph to be part of a church plant. Is there a difference between, you know, church planting in England and church planting in Canada?
There is obviously, there's plenty of differences. I'm just, in England, church planting is now quite established. There's been 8,000 Anglican churches that were closed in England in the past 30 years. And in Canada, this is just a wave that's just starting to happen now. So as we've come from England with the kind of, where we've learned to reopen churches, we've seen 35 churches reopened, not personally, but we were kind of part of the stories of seeing those churches reopened. And so as we come to Canada, we want to bring what we've learned in England to avoid Canada kind of falling into the same pit, really, of seeing all these churches close down. So I'd say where England is at the kind of end of the wave and Canada's at the beginning of the wave. So it's kind of a timing thing that makes a big difference. And with that, it also means that this is quite a new concept in Canada.
And have you also found a difference between how the arts are being expressed and being used within churches in Canada and the way they're being used in Europe?
I've seen some churches in Europe. Well, in England, I've seen some churches that are kind of very modern evangelical churches that will have great ministry to people in media and in the arts. And there's one in particular in London that's called St. Mary's Bryanston Square, and they host great events. They're very well attended, and they really reach out to people in the arts. In France, the interaction with the arts will often be with more traditional arts, for instance, traditional music, traditional paintings, but there's not really that. There's less modern churches, and therefore there's less openness to modern arts or contemporary arts. And as far as Canada's concerned, I'm discovering it. I'm discovering it now. But I've heard from, as I've been working a bit on this Passion of the Arts project, I've heard that churches have been open and are trying to encourage arts in church here, which is really exciting.
Well, what I want to do is take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll talk about the whole Passion of the Art project. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to everything from the Great Wooden Trio CD by the Guelph-based group, The Great Wooden Trio. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Celine Singh. Celine, where did this whole idea of the Passion of the Art come from?
I've always had wanted to see how we can incorporate arts in the church, and especially modern arts, contemporary artists. I think it's often something that churches would like to do, but not often that they're actually, you know, able to do. And being that Guelph is such a kind of dynamic, arty place, I thought it would be great as a downtown church to be able to engage with the kind of spirit of the downtown core by doing an art event. So it kind of came about with this idea of bringing the arts into the church and embracing our downtown identity.
Well, one of the things that I'm finding is Lakeside Church has more of an evangelical Protestant background, but the Passion of the Art is including a meditation, the Stations of the Cross, that's seen more in some of the mainline or Catholic traditions. How has that whole project been accepted by the church and by those that are involved in it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. I mean, since we've been at Lakeside, Graham and I, Graham's come from is ordained in the Anglican Church. I'm from Catholic background originally, and we've been really trying to kind of bring different elements of that into Lakeside, not because it's not to kind of override what's going on at Lakeside, but just to add to the diversity and the different expressions of faith at Lakeside. And the Stations of the Cross, you know, is one that is a traditional Catholic expression of faith. And we've had a great response at Lakeside. I think everyone's open to something different, and we're going to interpret it in a way that's ours. It's not going to be a literal interpretation of the Catholic event or of the Catholic service. So therefore, I think everyone's quite open to it because it's a little bit of something traditional, but also it's going to be quite modern, really.
Well, give us a little bit of an idea of how that's going to work. Like, sort of describe what the Passion of the Art is going to be.
So the Passion of the Arts is based on the Stations of the Cross that comes from the Catholic Church, and we're going to interpret it by having 14 different stations around the church, and we're going to have an artist at each station who's going to be working on a piece of art live. We're going to have a range of different artists. We've got a graffiti artist, a few figurative painters, a weaver, a photographer, just quite a variety of artists, and the congregation is going to be invited to walk around, discover the pieces of art, and as they walk around, meditate and reflect on the Passion of the Christ.
Well, looking at this, what are you hoping that the artists who are taking part, what are you hoping that they're going to gain from this kind of experience?
I think first and foremost, for the artists, it's a worship event. So it's the opportunity for them to be able to worship God whilst expressing their self in art. So usually artists are the most comfortable when they're expressing their self through art. And we really hope that their kind of passion comes through and people realize that they're worshiping. And also, you know, for some of the artists live of their art, and it's just great to be able to give them that platform for a bit of exposure and for people to get to know them.
Yeah, who are some of the artists that are going to be taking part?
So we've got Sylvia Woods, who's actually married to Brad from the Great Wooden Trio that we just listened to. She's a figurative acrylic painter. Pablo Suarez, who runs a cartoon school here in Guelph, he's going to be interpreting it with cartoons, cartoon-style drawings. Gabriela Vigvari, who goes to Courtright Church, and she does weaving and glasswork. She's going to be weaving for this event. We've got you, Robert, a great photographer. We've got Dave Ralph, who's pastor of Lakeside Downtown. Lakeside. He's obviously it's not his main thing to be an artist, but a great painter. We've got a few of our kind of younger bunch. We've got Maddie and Coco Oak, who are twin sisters, who are going to be doing a piece together, and Matthew Rossa, who's also a young guy who's going to be our graffiti artist. And we've also got Rachel Albano, who's a wonderful abstract painter, who's artist in residence in Lakeside Central.
Yeah, we had a conversation with Rachel a couple of weeks ago. So in looking at all of this, how long has it taken for you to sort of put this idea together and gather the artists that are going to be taking part in this?
We've started putting it together, I think, in February. And it's taken, it hasn't been very straightforward finding people who wanted to do it, but I'm really happy with the group that we have, and I feel it's, you know, real, going to be a great bunch and varied, and everyone feels excited about it. I'm still looking for a couple of artists, actually, so if anyone listening would like to give me a shout, that'd be great.
Looking at this, and of course, you're doing this not only for the artists themselves, but also for the people that are going to come. It's part of Good Friday. What are you hoping that the people who come and watch the artists work and meditate on the pieces and that, what are you hoping that they're going to go away with?
As you mentioned, I need to add that this event is going to start off with a worship time, and it's going to end with the launch of a 72 hours of 24/7 prayer that's going to take place in the building. And I just hope that when people come and they experience the worship and the arts and feel, you know, and are in a place of prayer, my kind of prayer is that they would feel in their heart the passion of Christ at Easter time. You know, they would be really able to engage with it. That they would be, it would stir their faith. It would make them think about, you know, our Lord and how He died, and His resurrection. And I pray that it would just be a great time for them to reflect on Easter.
Okay, what I want to do is I'm going to take a final break, and then we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation with Celine Singh. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
I just wanted it too much. Now it's lost.
Spirit of love, won't you rest on me tonight? Spirit of love, won't you fall on me tonight? It's all right. Down on my knees. If I could only know for certain your love would fall like a curtain, I could put away my fears and end this useless scene.
Spirit of love, won't you rest on me tonight? Yeah, yeah. Spirit of love, won't you fall? Thank you.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Spirit of Love from the Great Wooden Trio's self-titled CD, The Great Wooden Trio. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to wrap up our conversation with Celine Singh. Celine, give us some details about the Passionaire. We know when and where it's going to be taking place.
Yeah, so it'll take place on Good Friday, that's the 18th of April, at Lakeside Downtown, which is on the corner of Norfolk and Cork Street. And the event will start at 4 p.m. with worship, and it'll wrap up around 6 p.m.
Now, you said that part of this was to sort of trap into the artistic vibe of Guelph and that. Are there plans for other similar events later on down the road?
Well, you know what, we thought we'd do this one as a one-off, and then we'll see what the response is and how it goes. And absolutely, if it's great, if people enjoy it, if we feel there's a need for it, and then that it helps us engage with the community, absolutely.
Great. Well, Celine, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Thank you, Robert.
About a handful of love, but I flat out refused it, 'cause I was so afraid to lose it. Maybe I just wanted it too much. Now it's lost.
Spirit of love, won't you rest on me tonight? Down on my knees. If I could only know for certain, your love would fall.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Celine Singh. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at www.selawministries.ca. That's www.selawministries.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, a production of Selaw Ministries, email Robert at selawministries.ca or follow us on Twitter at Selaw13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.